Did any of you do the superstition stuff?
I did not.
I did. One. I did only one. I walked around the living room with my empty luggage. That's the one I did.
Does that count? That doesn't count.
Like, why not?
Aren't you supposed to go around the block? Oh, the whole thing is that you're supposed to take the luggage. Yeah. You're not traveling.
And that manifests traveling, right? Yeah.
She's not going nowhere.
Well, you know, I already have two trips planned for this year, so it's worked already.
That's Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Todo Latino Show, presented by Todo Wafi. I am your host, Rafael Fernandez, along with my co-host, Yobi Lee, Daisy Tornell, and joining us for our very first episode is a good friend of ours, Marissa Galvin-Cota, a.k.a. Missy Talks.
Yes.
From the Luminary Sound Show.
Welcome, Missy.
We are truly excited to be here. Man, it's interesting. So we went from the Latin Babble Show. Now we have the Todo Latino Show. We're in person. We're in L.A. Really exciting. Before we get into everything we're going to be talking about today, I'm highly interested on how everybody is doing, because it's been a while. Like, we had all the vacation stuff and all the holidays. Like, how did you guys celebrate your New Year's?
This is a good question.
It's been a while. Hi, everyone. We are in person now. So I'm Jovi D, and thank you for making me part of the family. It's a little Latino show.
I mean, we'll see about whether you stay in the family.
All right, right? Yeah. You got to earn
really
your bars.
It really all depends on how the ratings do. You know how it is. It's just like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Shots fired. You got to
earn your the year started pretty well. Pretty good. Pretty mellow. You know, chill. I had a couple of champagne glasses.
Ooh, I love that.
Did you eat the grapes,
champagne
though?
Glasses?
I know, right? The grapes. I think I did not do the grapes this time around. But, y la maleta.
Y los calzones.
Well, who did it, though? Like, did anybody do the superstition stuff?
I did not. I did. One. I did only one. I walked around the living room with my empty luggage. That's the one I did.
Does that count? That doesn't count.
Like, why not?
Aren't you supposed to go around the block? The whole thing is that you're supposed to take the luggage. Yeah. You're not traveling.
And that manifests traveling, right?
Yes. She's not going nowhere.
Well, you know,
nowhere.
I already have two trips planned for this year, so it's worked already.
She's like, I walked around my living room.
Okay, I did the vision board for the first time. I had never done that before.
Oh,
so we'll see if anything comes true. But
well, what was on your vision board?
More red carpet events, more traveling, more fitness, more like, I mean, things that are going to happen regardless, you know, but.
Manifested
already. Why is it on the vision board?
No, but I feel like I start the year doing it, and then I mid year I'm like, you know what I mean? Like,
you refresh it every quarter, kind of thing, you know?
Well, like it's my taxes. First time doing
it. Your first time?
I know. And they say that to manifest, you have to put a picture of exactly what you want.
Yeah, yes,
like, so I put an apartment of exactly what I want. That way,
in LA, hopefully,
so I don't have to drive an hour anymore.
She over there out in Orange County. You can't be doing that. It's like, Daisy, hey, you want to go hang out? It'll take about an hour and a half for me to get to you. But yeah, at any point.
Every time.
So is the vision board like a New Year's Eve thing?
No, you started at the beginning of the year.
Oh, okay.
So you can create it.
Yeah. Yes.
You can create it at the end of the year so that you can implement it. Mm-hmm. During the year.
I just do it whenever I feel like it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's not bad either.
I mean, you can do it every year. I think a lot of people, it's just like a New Year's resolution. A lot of people will start their vision board so that they can start, you know, putting it into action like January 1st.
Oh, yeah.
Like I think our friend Andrea Casanova, she's like a vision board.
But she made
guru.
A huge one. She made like
but she manifests everything. I mean, I can't do that. My vision board's in my head. it's one of those things. I can't be sitting there putting on all kinds of stuff around my house.
You can make it easier. I journalize. You know, you're journaling, you know, and I do that pretty much every quarter, every 3 months. You kind of write everything down. And that's a way of also putting it out there.
I need to start doing that.
There you go.
You're inspiring me to do it.
I just can't. I can't decorate my room like that. People will look at me and be like,
"No,
hey,
I do not
like,
display it. I definitely.
I have my vision board hidden somewhere.
But I know. Yeah.
See,
she
has it on her phone.
She has it on her phone background.
No, yeah.
I'm reminded. You know.
My vision board is as soon as I open up my eyes from my bed, I see it. So I'm like, okay, let's see it first thing before I go to bed. First thing or last thing before I go to sleep.
Oh, that's good.
I'm trying to like. Rewire my brains and like make sure it comes true.
Nice.
And it will.
I think for me, my vision board is my TV. As soon as I wake up, that's the first thing I see. It's right there. I can put on whatever channel I want. I give you props for being able to do that. I don't have the stamina to to be creating a whole ass collage
of different. You don't want to cup magazines. That's what it is.
Hey, man, I just make things happen. I don't need to put it on a board.
He doesn't need to wear the calzones. He doesn't need to eat the grapes. Look,
I didn't do any of the. As a matter of fact, my New Year's was actually messed up because we were trying to watch the ball drop. And you know how you don't have cable, you only have streaming services and things like that? Yes. Mm-hmm. So we actually put on this one. And, you know, Amazon Fire TV, y'all need to step it up, okay? If I can't turn around and watch some regular channels, we got a problem.
What's going on?
So, yeah. Like, and so I put it on, and we were like, oh, it's going to show the Disney ball drop at, like, a countdown. So at, like, 11:50, we're like, oh, okay, it's about to start. We're sitting there looking at the clock. 11:59 comes around. We were waiting for it to just kind of like transfer over. Mm-mm. And then all of a sudden it never did. And we were like, hey, it's about to start.
So what were you watching on TV the whole time?
Just a blank screen saying Disney countdown is about to come.
Oh, no.
So at one point we're at like 11:59 and we're like, hey, it's about to start. Everybody comes into the room and then it just hits 12 o'clock and then it's four people just looking at
Happy
each other
New
like,
Year.
Like, well, I guess Happy New Year because, oh like, gosh. Nothing ever happened. It Aww. Was just, yeah. so, yeah, not was, exactly. I never started the year. I'm still in 2023.
You're still in 23. Okay. The only reason I knew it was 12 o'clock, I had gone to bed. I didn't even want to wait. I was like, nah, I'm fine with it. The only reason I knew is because I heard all the fireworks. All the fireworks started going off. I go, oh, it must be 12. Happy New Year.
Well, we saw it at 12 after the fact, you know. On the screen.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go to New York. That's the only time we ever had the ball drop that actually came down consistently.
You know, that's another thing.
LA doesn't have a ball drop.
The New York thing of standing out there for hours without going to the restroom to
meet. What year you did that?
No, that's you get catheter. You just attach it to your pants.
No, I will. You will never make me do that.
I did that, and I definitely checked that off on my bucket list. But it was cold, and it was raining. But it was just an experience.
You were wearing a diaper, huh?
I actually I thought about it, but it was not. It was proven.
Was Mariah Carey lip singing in yours? No, I'm just kidding.
But the thing is that it's an experience. But then I saw this couple right at the balcony, not too far from Times Square, and I was like, no, I need to do that next time.
Yeah, yeah. Any of that. If I go to New York and have that moment,
or Airbnb, whatever. Airbnb.
If I do that, is to have a moment with some loved one or something like that. Like it's that moment we say we did it. Yeah, we propose in front of all these people, and she's freezing. We have a moment, and that ya se acabó. And then after that, we go back to whatever warm location we originated from. So, all right, let's get with the, you know, it's a new format. It's a new show. We have a whole bunch of different things.
So exciting.
Obviously, Daisy's going to go back into doing celebrity news because that's literally all she does.
It's all I do, guys.
It's all she does.
That's one of the best parts.
I got the cafecito today. So Bad Bunny recently, this past week, just deleted all of his pictures, changed his profile picture, and posted a very cool picture captioned Desayuno, where he has a bowl of cereal and some money. And every time Bad Bunny does something like this, it means something's coming. Either a tour, either he's having a baby with Kendall, or
oh my goodness,
a new
That'll
album.
Cause more
so what do you guys think? Do you think it's new music? A concert?
I'm going to let you guys take this first.
Because I say it's a concert. He must be coming up with something.
Or a new single.
A new tour. But he had a song out for New Year's Eve, as a matter of fact.
He had an album recently.
That's the one that broke the.
That's the one with the horse.
Yeah,
we reported
all that where like it broke Guinness Book of Records and all kinds of stuff. Broke Spotify.
Knowing him, you don't know what's next. Like, you just don't. Like, he always does something crazy on social media and then bam, like he announces something. So I have a feeling it's a tour. What do you think?
I think it's new music.
New music?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's messing with people. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, he always messes with people. That's what I like about him, though.
The thing, though, with the pictures, because I was looking at them, the last picture is a hat, and I think it says under offer. So I'm kind of like, what does that mean? Like, what is he getting at that? Because the other ones was just a cereal, like you said, in the stack of money. Mm-hmm. I think it's like $100, $100.
I need to have whatever he's bills. Having, because that looked like a really tasty breakfast.
It's like a couple thousands, right?
It looked like it was ones.
A lot of money.
It looks like a lot of money. Yeah.
Yes, it was a stack right there.
Mm-hmm. So,
and they had mentioned that he broke up with Kendall, but he did not.
That's the news that I heard. But then you told me that they were.
They've been spotted on vacation for New Year's. So
they're back together.
They're together. Yeah. Yeah. And I heard that their relationship is toxic. So I don't know.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, if you're hearing that, first of all, I'd like to know where you're hearing this, Daisy.
Just go on social media.
She says she's like, But I thought that they had actually broken up, and then you were the one that told me yesterday that no, that they were they were back together. But I can't see that relationship as nothing but toxic. I can't see any relationship where he's any Kardashian be like, Mommy, the is
mosquitoes.
In.
That's all he's gonna really.
Yeah, like I don't get it. First of all, my son would probably be pissed off at the fact that he removes all his social media stuff. Every like, is he deleting it or he's got to be putting that into archives?
I was thinking archive.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're messing with the algorithm there. Like, there's no way you're deleting all that.
But he's Bad Bunny. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, but he's not the one deleting that. There's got to be some intern somewhere or some person that he's paying.
Social media manager.
Who's like, walks into the room that day and Bad Bunny's like, "Bueno, we're going to start all over." And then you're like, oh, shit. And then you have to turn around and now he's sitting there deleting the 80 million posts that he put up because he puts up a lot.
He does.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
They're in the archives.
Like, I don't think he deleted it. It's like, you know.
It's got to be in the archives. You got to be able to, like, support that.
How long do you think until we get the answer? When do you think he's going to drop whatever he's dropping?
I give it a month, actually. I give it a month.
You give it a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
I give it a month. And we can recap on this and talk about it later.
I mean, we'll eventually find out. Yeah. Nothing he does is quiet.
I mean, so. What if it's like just a cereal brand that he's promoting?
Bad Bunny cereal.
Yeah,
he's promoting Bad Bunny cereal.
Yeah. You know, maybe,
you eat dollar
maybe.
Bills. Like yeah. Inside is a gift is money.
The marshmallows are like dollar bills or something.
I'm telling you. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, this man, look, anybody can say whatever the hell they want about Bad Bunny when he was doing the candle and you know, people were calling him, oh, he's a hypocrite. And the man is a master marketer.
Yeah.
Okay? This brother is the number one reggaeton singer, care, you know, call it whatever the hell you want. He's the number one entertainer in the industry. Mm-hmm. The man is breaking all kinds of stereotypes. He's on the rolling cover of Rolling Stone, the first Latino to do that, the first Latino headline Coachella, the first Latino this, first Latino that. Breaking Guinness World Books of Records. Blowing up Spotify. No offense to Peso, you know, Peso Pluma, who does it on YouTube. But this man is blowing everything else. And then he keeps it real with his people. Like, he's the only person who goes to Puerto Rico every year. Le da jugueta a everybody. Hmm. Does free concerts for his people.
Wow.
Like, I don't care what you want to say about him. But you're not going to be able to cancel him because he's already proven that his album is going to come
no
out.
No matter what he does, he
no matter
get
what
canceled.
He does, he's like, first of all, we found out that the phone thing wasn't, he didn't throw it into the water. It's apparently in some bush. They got the phone back or whatever. And oh. Said, so, like, you know, we exaggerated, obviously, the hell out of that. And we took part of that because we, you know, it was fun.
Hey, I don't know. Last year he was, like, hating on Bad Bunny a little bit, so.
No.
Seems like he turned around.
I wasn't hating on the Bad Bunny, like, as the actual performer and what he does. I was hating in the fact that, like, he was bringing too much attention to himself in a useless way. Like, he's at that level. There's no reason for you to be adding more, you know, stuff. You already got things going on. You got your ex-girlfriend or ex-wife, whatever it is, trying to sue you for this and that. Like, you have other things. There's no need for you to be throwing phones and this and that. Now, mind you, she was in his personal space. I probably would have just taken her phone and stepped
exactly.
on it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm just saying he's at that level where he can do no wrong. And Puerto Ricans will try to hate on him and all kind, but it doesn't matter what you do. This man bounces
he's
back.
Giving.
He's Teflon, man. This guy is, like, going to be around, and nobody's going to be able to turn around and touch this guy.
I mean, if he's not canceled over dating Kendall Jenner, then he's just not going to get canceled.
No.
I'm not going to lie. I got upset, honestly, that he left Gabby for
a lot of people.
I did.
Well, I feel like, I don't know, I have a feeling him and Gabby are going to find their way back to each other.
Well, you guys are trying to telenovela this shit. Like, I'm not trying to telenovela nothing. I feel like he's in his world, and, like, we're just in it. Because there's really nothing that you can, he's at that level, like, you two and all these, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just certain people who are, like, famous, and then there are people who are infamous. And
yes,
this man right. is
yes,
infamous.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and between the movies now and, you know, I just,
the
I
wrestling.
Feel like. Yeah, the wrestling. Like, and he's good at it.
He's
no
great.
Matter what he does, he's good at it.
Yeah.
And so.
He's entertainment. He's the face of the entertainment.
Now, mind you, all his music to me sounds like he's just mumbling into a microphone. But that's
right?
another story whatsoever.
Right?
You know? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fine. But that's, people love it. People
say,
love it.
It resonates with people.
It does. It does. I wake up sometimes and I sound that way when I'm trying to clear my throat. But, you know, hey, I'll take some of that money he was eating that cereal with. That was, you know.
Yeah.
For real.
I'll take some of the
For
cereal.
Real.
And in other news, guys, we also have Peso Pluma collaborating with Caliuchis on a song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Igual Que Un Ángel. So it's really funny because we have all the guys on TikTok going crazy over this song, doing trends, saying like when Peso Pluma song comes on, it's got me feeling some type of way.
It's so cute.
And it's so funny because I feel like we're really seeing guys like inner Peso Pluma, Caliuchis side come out. And I just want to know, Babbler, would you ever consider doing that trend?
I think I am. I think it'd be funny. Now, mind you, I think they're doing it for clicks. I don't think any man's waking up in the morning and dancing like that with Peso Pluma like you see on these
like doing their TikTok. Soft side.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like talking about soft their soft side.
And there's this meme where there's this guy on the street wearing heels and some glasses and he's bent down and it's like literally captioned like when Caliuchi's song with Peso Pluma comes on. Me.
I give him props too. Look, he blew up. Major representation for the Mexican community. Like it, and I remember when we had, you know, when Paula was with us on the show, she had told us this type of music is going to be rising up.
Yes.
And, you know, he was on, what is it, the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. The Jimmy Fallon show. Like, that was huge for him. And I think it's catapulted him into a new era.
Well, also his music, a lot of people are saying, is turning more pop.
Yeah, I was going to ask that question. Do you think that he's going to start going into a different direction with
the
genre?
I mean, you technically have to eventually, because if not, you don't get mainstream. Like, if you don't really kind of go into the industry, and I know there's going to be a lot of people who are going to sit there and say, oh, okay, well, he's not keeping it real and blah, blah, keeping it to it. But in order to survive in this industry, you have to be diverse and you have to be able to kind of blend in to different households and different things. And if you don't do that, like if you don't collab with different artists and if you don't try and experiment with your music, first of all, as an artist, you should be experimenting that anyways.
I mean, look at how many people are doing that. Bad Bunny had a song with Grupo
Corridos.
Yeah, so now everybody's kind of going.
And Shakira did a really good song also as well. And I think Arcángel also, as a matter of fact, I like that genre. I like that collaborations that they're making.
I think the mixture.
I think cross collaboration is one of the things that really kind of catapults you and invites you into a different audience you didn't have if you had just stayed like within your genre.
Well, and look how popular the song is. All the guys are doing it.
All the guys, not even the girls, the guys.
It's the guys.
So, but I think most men can, like, especially in that community, can see themselves in, you know, Peso Pluma, just his uprise and the way he's coming up. Like, I think the support that they're showing him with a lot of the music that he's doing is just phenomenal. I love it because, like, you know, you don't see that a lot with a lot of artists. You always start seeing and this is a man who's got all kinds of issues when he goes into his own country, gang wars and all kinds of stuff behind his side.
Scary.
I mean, I can't imagine performing in your own home country and, like, feeling like you need top-notch security because they're trying to come after you for you, you know, saying something or doing something. So
you have to be careful.
Props to him.
Yeah. But congrats to him. And in other news too, I don't know if you guys saw Sofia Vergara is coming out with her new series Griselda on Netflix, which is going to be highlighting Griselda Blanco's life, the Colombian drug lord. And it's really interesting because she has never really done a serious role like this. She was part of Modern Family, so she's always done like the comedian side of the show. And her being from Colombia, like, I think it's really cool that she's going to get to do this series. So what do you guys think about her in this series? Do you think it's going to be interesting seeing her in a different role, or are you guys excited?
I had a chance to see the trailer. I check out Netflix, and I think this is really good for her. Like, you know, she's been around for a long time. Going back to, you know, when she was doing the travel show and game show that she had with Cristina Zarrarelli, and, you know, she has evolved so much. And also, the director is also from Colombia, so they're working, you know, it's a nice collaboration. I saw that she devoted on her makeup, on changing her ways, her walking, the way that she talks, everything.
Even the way she looks, it's crazy how they were able to transport
Yeah, the transformation
She really got into this role and dramatic, and I'm really looking forward for her to be considered and taken care of, you know, very seriously in other roles in drama, because she has it. It's really, really, you know, nice.
And she comes a long way, too, because people constantly make fun of her accent. Right? So I'm like, take this woman serious. Look at how much she's done.
Oh, just like the interview she did the other day?
Yes, I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah, that dude turned around and tried to come at her. Like, and she put
He's
him
like,
in
how did you say Modern Family? And she's like, excuse me, how many Grammys have you been nominated for? How many? Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, she was going at, she went after, I think it was Golden Globes and stuff like that. And he was trying to defend himself, but there was just no defense. And it it looked like they were trying to come off as like he was trying to play it off as humor, but she was dead serious.
No, she was mad. She
caught feels on that moment, and you can tell.
I would say don't mess with her when she's already in the mindset of a Colombian drug lord, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. She's already in that mindset. Why are you messing with her?
We find out later on the host went missing. You know, 2 days later, they still haven't found his body.
Right. I'm excited for her serious role, though.
I'm excited Carol G's joining her,
yes,
too.
Yes, I saw three other trailers that are out there, and it was really cool to see. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Because Carol G has never acted before, right? This is her first role? I think this might be her first role.
I mean, aside from what she does on the spot. Well, I don't know. She was on Saturday Night Live. I mean, that's not.
Oh, my gosh. No. She's killing there. She was really good.
No, it's not the same thing, though. It's not the same. I don't think it's the same.
She did an appearance.
Yeah. It's really exciting to see a lot of artists go into acting too. I like it. I don't know. It's cool to see them do different things.
I think
things.
It's the ultimate. Like if you're because I think musicians, I mean, you're seeing it with a bunch of people. Like, you're seeing wrestlers now go into acting. You're seeing musicians now, they're taking the acting route. You see comedians now, they're taking that route. I mean, you've seen like George Lopez and, you know, with Kevin Hart and all these other people who have done, you know, different types of things like comedy. You know, we have Gabriel and Andy who are going to be in one of our other shows, and you see how they're multiverse when it comes to like all these different areas. I don't feel like if you're a musician, you should just stay as just a musician.
Well, what are they at the end of the day? They're all entertainers.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Entertainers. So just like you were saying earlier, why not jump into a different genre or jump into a different line of entertainment and see if it works?
Experiment. Yeah, I mean, I'm already auditioning for Netflix, so.
You want to be an actor?
Yeah, I'll be an actor. I'll be everything. I'll sell the oranges. You give me a...
give me a role, do
just
whatever.
Just give me a role, I'll do whatever.
Did you hear in the last couple of days Netflix is getting sued over that show?
Which show?
The miniseries that Sophia's in. What? It just came
Are
out like
serious?
Today
oh,
or
I
yesterday.
I did not see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
The Sun is suing Netflix because apparently he's been doing interviews trying to circle around this project for years. Netflix said they were not interested, and then now they're doing it, and he's like, wait a minute, I said that in my interview a few years ago, you're taking my anecdotes and putting it into the series, and I'm not getting compensated at all as the family.
What do you mean he's taking his anecdotes? Because, see, the thing is like, unless he gave that concept to Netflix and Netflix went ahead and took it and made their own version of the show, he's going to lose.
I think it's something like that. I think it's something very similar to that.
Like, if he didn't give them like a script or some, or like he was talking to an executive,
then there's no way he's gonna win.
Yeah. Like it's just one of those things where like he better have mad money for that.
Because, so he's suing them because he's saying he was gonna start his own.
He was trying to shop the idea around to a bunch of different networks, including Netflix.
That's a different story.
That's what I'm saying.
So if a pitch went to one of these places. Right. And they actually saw this pitch and were like, no, we're not interested. And then all of a sudden created it. Mm-hmm. That's a different story because now it comes down to like what in his concept that he pitched is similar to what they did.
And that's
and so
what he's
forth.
Saying.
That's going to be an interesting fight.
They're trying to block it from coming out January 25th. I don't think he's going to win, though. I think it's going to come out regardless.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going
to
happen.
It's hard to win against Netflix. I mean, it's just hard to win against these major distribution companies.
Well, if they even get to it.
But that's what happens. People
it's
steal
gonna
ideas
it's
all the time. And,
they're
going to,
like,
make it their own.
It's going to be one of those things where they sell it anyway. So yes. You know how it is. Like, they're not going to get to the point where it's going to be of any value. They're going to get to that point where they run into a wall and then Netflix goes, you know what? We want this to go away. You get residuals or whatever. We just won't talk about it. Se acabó.
Yep. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens because it's in the news cycle.
Or
right
he
now.
Might just go missing, just like the other. No, I'm just kidding.
Griselda's on it.
Yeah. Might just go missing. Where did I hear, you know, Sophia. On a different topic, where did I hear that Selena's murder is going to be coming out sometime this year? Next year, right?
Yes.
Is it official? Like, that's because I feel like every year
her
I hear
parole.
Next year
her
she's going to come
out. Yeah. Like, her time is up.
Well, I hope that she does not come out because, you know, I'm a big Selena.
Does
fan.
She want to come out, though?
Like,
if I was
not,
her, I'd stay in.
Right. People are going to be coming after her.
Oh, they're not going to be camping out.
Yeah.
She is not going to be able to go to, like, any supermarket.
Anywhere. She's
and just
probably one of
anywhere.
The most hated people on
She's
on
a
this
meme.
Planet.
Like, when you become a meme for hate, like, it's not exactly
she
like.
She is not a Gypsy Rose, okay? She will not come out and get fans. She will.
Oh
yeah, no.
My! Look,
I love
she's
Jesse.
Still, and she, you know, I, remember, I wasn't personally, I was on the East Coast, so I wasn't personally attached to that story. So if I see her, I would the first one to be like, I don't know how you're doing it. You're very brave. Because I'm like, there are people here looking at you right now.
She would probably have to have a whole, like, full, like,
she's going to have security, transplant, facelift. It's going to have to be, like,
new wig.
She'll have to live in the, like, middle of America. Where people are, like, not in
Montana, where nobody knew what the hell was going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
in the middle of nowhere.
Or go to Texas. They might accept her there. Saldivar. So, yeah, she's going to be, bueno, I heard about it the other day, and I was just like, I'll mention that, because for those of you who know, she's going to be coming out, and just be prepared. So
be now prepared, I'm going to be prepared for the hate.
No, she needs to be prepared.
Yeah. Well, whoever's listening. Oh, all right. Yeah. So I want to talk about Kelly Osbourne. Right?
Yes.
Right.
So in case you didn't know, this was 2015. She went on, or she was on The View back when it was just, I think, what was it? Whoopi Goldberg,
Rosie Perez.
I think Rosie Perez was on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Simone, That's a Raven. Raven Simone was on there, and then it was her. And she said some stuff.
She was
I'm gonna play it because I think it's important for you to hear what she said, and then we can kind of go from there.
Oh, those comments, those racist comments do not help. And if you kick every Latino out of this country, then who is going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump?
Oh, that's not.
In the sense that, no. You know what I mean? Like, what I'm saying,
there's more jobs to be.
In L.A.
That was a comment.
This was in 2015. Oof,
and this was in 2015.
Terrible.
Yeah, so she tried to play it off during that process. It was one of those things where it was like, she could tell right off the bat that she had said something wrong because Rosie Perez was looking at her like, oh, you done fucked up. Like, it was just one of those moments where everybody around her was like,
doesn't one everybody of them cut,
the
her,
table
off?
Actually gasped
one of them cuts
her
off and says they do more than that or yeah, something like that.
It was Rosie Perez who was like, I don't think that's a fair assessment. Latinos do, you know, and I don't even know why they would need to say that. Like, it was just one of those things, like, trying to validate the work. We clearly don't just clean toilets. Like, that's not a thing.
Clearly. Right.
And, but I'm curious as to what you even, like, when you hear a comment like that, because we're told that only certain people made these comments. Okay, this is The View. This is a very progressive table. And for me, like, I've always said the same thing. If you're looking at somebody, I don't care what your affiliation or whatever it is, you have that inside of you, whether you like it or not. Okay, this is Kelly Osbourne. What are your thoughts just by hearing that terminology used, because it's coming back obviously because she did an interview, I think is with the Rolling Stone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the Rolling Stone asked her about it. Obviously this took place, you know what, 8-7 years ago or whatever it is, eight years ago. And she's apologizing it. She says she refused to do so. She refused to apologize for the fact of being racist. She was being called a racist, which she considers she's not. And she hopes that the situation will open up a conversation about immigration and the Latin community as a whole. First of all, so I have to first ask you, do you feel like it's a racist comment just off the top of your head?
100%. It was.
She was wilding when she said that.
It was.
But definitely. She so believed that she was making a good comment.
Yeah, the way she said it.
Yeah, because she said confident. It in such a confident way that, you know, at the moment she got caught.
But first of all, there is nothing wrong with cleaning toilets. My mom is a housekeeper, so like my mom's very proud of her work because she's very clean and she loves what she does. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that, but assuming that every Latino does that is so rude. Like, we can do many things. Like, we're good at it all.
I'm baffled because I didn't see this interview back in 2015. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't on my radar.
I saw it live when it happened. I'm like, I literally kind of like, I think I was seeing, I was there. I watched The View, or either I watched the re-recording, like, you know, afterwards. And I was like, oh my God. But at the time, they didn't make much out of it. But then my understanding was that Rosie quit or resigned. After? Yeah, because she refused to apologize to Kelly, you know, Osbourne at that time. Because what she said, just, you know, it was just,
that was messed up.
And it's until now that she just shouldn't be speaking about it.
No, I won't.
No.
So for me, I feel like it shows the underlying bias people have. Even though they're not, they might not think that they have it, they have it. Because why was that the first thing that came out of her mouth? She could have said so many other things.
It's in there.
That's what I'm saying. It's underlying.
Yeah.
She doesn't know that it's in there. And a lot of people are like that. They don't know that what they're saying is not right and not okay.
I always turn around and I always question it. Okay, is it racist or ignorant? Because there's two different things.
That's true.
Like, okay, so she may not be racist. Like, she wholeheartedly doesn't believe that Latinos are beneath her or underneath. Right. But in this day and age, it's considered racist. Like, it's just, that's what it is. We've labeled everything as racism. It's definitely an ignorant comment. Because for her to just automatically assume, that means that whenever she sees a cleaning person or whatever, which is what we have an issue with in telenovelas and all kinds of stuff.
They're always cleaning
They're exactly. Like, that's her cleaning lady. Mm-hmm. That's what that came first into her mind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I can see where Rosie, she was trying to add context to it, like, because she could see that everybody else on the table was, you know, like, what did you just say? Like, we're on The View. And wow. So everybody around her was like, no. Like, and she was like, no, but I'm in it. There was no fixing it. Like, I think, and I honestly think that this did not do her justice to do this interview on the Rolling Stone and then to have this brought back up.
I almost feel like she should have left it alone.
I think I would have been like, I'm not addressing that. Like, I'm not addressing that again.
Do you think there's anybody who will take her apology now? Like, now that she did the interview with Rolling Stone, do you think people are like, okay, well, she's coming out and she's saying she's sorry, that was the worst thing she ever said?
I don't know.
I feel like my biggest issue with some of these comments is that certain people get a pass for them and some people don't.
Okay.
And I think in her case, she gets a pass just because she's Kelly Osbourne or whatever. And well, like, everything just continues. Well, ever since
that, has she been working on bigger projects? I haven't seen her in years. Like,
I mean, she's never really been on bigger projects per se. I think she was on The Talk, maybe. I think I could be wrong on that. So I'm not going to say that made or break her because she's Kelly Osbourne. So she's working on things that, whether they're in front or behind the scenes. My biggest thing about it is like, can we imagine if somebody else would have made that comment?
I know, right? They would have been canceled so badly.
They would have been canceled like right off the bat.
Well, you're like, you're out.
I mean, compared to her mom yes. was on The Talk, and her yes. mom got fired immediately after a comment that she made.
Yes. I think it's because of the fact that at that point, we've moved the tolerant line way apart. Everybody's that line has been moved. Like, you can't say certain things anymore. You're done.
Right now, you can't say anything because I feel like TikTok will find you. Will find receipts. Yes. They literally, you can't do anything. Everything will be found from what you did. I mean, you gotta trace
you back. You gotta be the biggest dumbass on earth if you're putting out some of the most horrendous things on TikTok. I mean, I just don't understand. We live in an age where
Twitter,
like,
too. You need to be careful what you're posting on Twitter.
Unless you're trying to be
fired left and right.
Unless you're trying to be infamous, right? Like we were talking about earlier.
You better have some money to back that up. If you're going to be infamous, you can't be infamously broke. Like, right? That's one of those things. Like, you better have, like, if you're Elon Musk and you make a comment like that, you know, you can afford to lose, you know, whatever millions of dollars. But if you're broke Harry and like you're trying to make a statement and that's the statement, and then the next day you don't have a job and then you don't have a house, and then like, I don't know. I just, but in her case, obviously she's got a whole family that can back her up on whatever she's doing. I'm surprised this came back up.
Well, totally. She stepped out of the limelight for a couple years after that.
She had to.
Yeah.
She had to. I mean, I'm pretty sure nobody would touch her after a comment like that.
Maybe it's more of ignorance, like you said, and she needs to kind of educate herself on things you don't know.
Oh, no, it's definitely ignorant. So I mean, like, maybe
she
needed
that time. I don't know, but I don't think she should have
brought it. And that's how she closed out the article, too. You know, that's what she said. And hopefully that will serve like a better lesson to everyone.
Well, I mean, what's happening is now is that resurface. It's on the New York Post. It's on this. It's on that. So all you did was create another stir of what they consider to be a racist comment. And you're just not going to get away with it. It's almost like you brought it in again.
Well, like you said, you didn't know about it when it happened the first time. I had no idea. But now you know about it.
Now I know about it.
No, I remember it. from back then. I do.
If I see Kelly Osbourne on the street, I'll be like, hey, do you need a cleaning?
Hey, there's this famous TikToker. She's a cleaning lady. Right? She made a freaking huge business out of her cleaning services. Now she's on the face of Scrub Daddy. So I'm like, if you're thinking that,
let me see. That's the one that
in Dallas. Scrub Daddy, the sponge to wash your dishes. Like, she became
a. She's on the cover of Scrub Daddy.
Is she the one that Dallas, Texas or something like that?
So I'm like, if you want to judge us for being, you know, cleaning ladies, and, you know, we can start a business from it.
She literally says, like, and I think on her profile and her TikTok is like, I'm not taking any more clients.
Yeah,
like,
she's booked. She's huge. Oh,
is she the one that cleans out the houses for like hoarders?
No, but there's all these other pages like that too. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You can do so much with it. Start a TikTok, start a business. We scrub daddy.
We out here doing scrub empowerment. Like, are you a toilet cleaner? We have empowerment classes for you. Just go to the Kelly Osbourne Empowerment. No, bring her out there. All right, I got some few things that we got to mention. I know we're running out of time. So it's really cool. This year we get to start off some things. This year we're going to be starting off with the Maya premiere, which is something amazing. It's going to be bringing, you know, raising awareness on a key issue such as, you know, the negative effects of, like, domestic violence in the home, dangers of alcoholism and drug abuse, child trafficking. If you're interested in joining us, we're going to be at the Liamli Royale in Santa Monica on the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th. Our friend Basi Serdan Jr., who's going to be with us next week on the show, is in that movie. We're also going to be talking to him and hopefully some of the members from there. And Revolucion 2024 is in full effect. Woo. Join us during Hispanic Heritage Month as we celebrate a three-day festival. John Huertas is going to be there. We just got word that Ida Rodriguez is going to be performing there. We're currently in talk with Ozo Motley to try to see if they're going to get it. Tickets are on sale, 50% off, until February the 15th. So if you don't get them after February the 15th, you're going to have to take out a mortgage, just like you do with those Bad Bunny tickets. You can go get those tickets at revolucionhhm.com. And you can go to todowafi.com. You can get more information on that. We also have a program guide, so you can actually download that. Very cool. All right, everyone, that is our show. We want to thank everybody who joined us today. Yay! Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, at Todo Latino Show, at Todo Wafi, and all of your favorite listening apps. I'm Rafael. That is Yobi. That is Daisy. That is Missy. And we're out.